Now, we have seen a rise in Europe within the last months, arrests of individuals who had trained in Syria, who have come back to their host countries, who have talked about conducting events. And then you go back and lay this template over, and some suspicious things start to appear. The British soldier that was killed in 2011, there was some connection now, it appears, to the Syrian training camps. And then you look at even May of this year, in Brussels, the attack on the Jewish museum. There seems to be a relationship in Frankfurt, Germany, where they killed two U.S. soldiers.
Perpetrated by people who were trained in Syria.
There's clearly some tie. And now we've seen other arrests, significant arrests, around Europe in a tempo that is very concerning.